Backstreet Boys.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
Look, NSYNC didn't give their fans as many albums as the Backstreet Boys did, but the three they put out were pop perfection, okay? Tight harmonies, catchy choruses, iconic music videos full of dance moves.
Airing every day from
noon to 3.
Well, just think about what a 2015 NSYNC would look like. It would look pretty great. I would certainly pay to watch Joey Fatone
and Lance. You wouldn't pay to watch Joey Fatone
and Lance
do
Bass, J.C. Chavez, Chris
Nobody
Kirkpatrick.
Knows where J.C. Chavez or
and
Chris
of course, how about Justin Timberlake?
There we go.
Well, that's the first time I had to mention
you
him, isn't it?
That's the big Trump card.
Well, it kind of is.
You know
it
what? You know what the 2018 NSYNC would look like? The same thing that the 1999 NSYNC looked like, which is Justin Timberlake with a bunch of losers.
I'm 1340 WKGN.
Hey, I'm Cody. Hey, hey, sexy, sexy back. You ever heard of sexy back?
Tearing up my heart when I'm with you. But when we are apart, I feel it too. And no matter what I do, I feel the pain with or without you.
Hey. Hour 3, kicking off in the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios, brought to you by MyBookie. .ag. Use the promo code Knoxville if you are looking for some action. I think I'm leaning towards the Browns tonight. Although, if I do recommend the Browns, I would probably just lay the extra juice at minus 135 and take the money line. I wouldn't trust the Browns to cover the 2.5. I would just take the money line. Hour 3 headlines. CM McClure, collision course. Right now.
Thanks, John. Going to hit you with some quick-hitting baseball right here.
Give
Justin Verlander.
Cy Young.
Has won the Cy Young 8 years after his first.
Steroids.
Jacob DeGrom, seventh in the NL to win two straight Cy Youngs.
He's really good.
And the MLB minimum salary for 2020 is going to be up to $563,500. So, boom.
Cha-ching!
There's your baseball news for the day. Notre Dame.
Dun, 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 dun. Ta-da!
Notre Dame's 273-game home sellout streak will end against Navy on Saturday. The streak dates back to 1973.
Navy not supporting the troops.
On Saturday, when Notre Dame hosts Navy, it will end the Fighting Irish's home sellout streak at 273 games. What does that have to do with Navy not supporting the troops?
I mean, do you not consider the Navy troops?
Yeah, but this is Notre Dame's home sellout streak.
But it's against Navy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, people don't want to go watch Navy play football. They're not supporting the troops. They're not packing the stadium out to show their respect for the troops. So, like, at the very least, you show up and you support the troops.
Well, you said Navy doesn't support the troops. You mean Notre Dame?
Oh. Did I say Navy didn't support the troops?
That's what you first said.
Oh, well, that's
confused.
Not what I meant.
Okay.
I meant they're not supporting the troops.
All right, let's move on. Lots of news to get through today. Zlatan Ibrahimovic has officially parted ways with the LA Galaxy after two seasons in the MLS. Zlatan came, he saw, he conquered. He's now done with the Galaxy, and he will go to some other place.
Did the Galaxy, they never won the championship.
They didn't accomplish anything.
So I don't know how he conquered, but.
That's what he said, though.
Yeah, I saw his little caption. Good for him.
Thank you, Galaxy, for making me feel alive again. You wanted Zlatan. I gave you Zlatan. You were welcome. The story continues. Now go back to watch baseball.
We're watching the Lakers, bro. They're 9-2. Like, I know I'm not in L.A., but I'd imagine people aren't champing at the bit, ready to watch baseball. They're like, hey, the Lakers are really good.
Exactly. Let's move fast here. Lots of news to get through. Butch Jones is a guy being considered at Arkansas. According to the Midday 180, Stephen Godfrey from the Banner Society.
Banner Society is it's a legit college football website.
Okay.
It used to be something. It used to be SB Nation, then they transferred it over. I don't know if everyone from SB Nation left start their own website or whatever, but they're legit.
Okay, well, he's got a blue check mark. And he says...
That doesn't mean you're legit all the time, but these guys are legit.
He says, Butch Jones is a guy being considered at Arkansas. It's a name being tossed around by CAA. What's that stand for? That's like the agency, right?
Or something athletic agency.
Yeah. For a guy being pushed... He is the only one with actual wins in the SEC, says Stephen Godfrey.
I mean, he is going to be.
I for where they're at, I don't know that that's an awful hire. I think that would be pretty sweet to have Butch Jones back in the SEC, and we go to Arkansas next year.
I would be scared.
Beat that ass.
That would be scary to go there and lose to Butch Jones.
That would be awful. That would be awful, but we'll keep an eye on that.
We will report the news if something else happens.
They could be turned down by bigger names, and, you know, hey, there
you are. You can do worse.
There you are, Butch.
They should have hired him instead of Chad Morris, bro. I mean, I guess you couldn't have hired him because he had just gotten fired by Tennessee, but you get my point.
Yeah.
He'd have been better than Chad Morris.
They probably see the parallels, though, that came with Bielema and Butch. They kind of had the same trajectory.
Yeah, but at least Butch Jones would run a spread offense, and Brett Bielema was trying to beat LSU and Alabama playing the same exact style of football.
Which is impossible.
It's not going to happen.
Jeopardy refusing to let Pete Carroll move on with his life in peace. They had a question yesterday that said,
"Man, it must be a really slow headlines day if this is making it."
If this team had just handed it to Marshawn Lynch instead of calling a pass from the one in Super Bowl 49. Matt, imagine Alex Trebek saying that. It's not a slow day. There's lots of news. I just wanted to mention this one.
Well, it supports my argument of Pete Carroll not being that good.
Who is the Seattle Seahawks? That was the answer. VCU fans trolled LSU last night, dressing as FBI agents and offering cash to the Tigers bench. This was going around on the internet. After we had just said that dressing up at games was overrated.
It was pretty good.
It was a pretty good job by the VCU students.
That was funny. They did a good job.
And they saw their Rams defeat LSU 84-82.
Close game.
Will Wade's team goes down.
I don't think that's a bad loss for LSU, though, by any means. That was at VCU, right? So, I mean, it was a true road game. That's a good test. It'll pay dividends later.
The Lady Vol that was in question earlier, her name is Zay Green. She's been lost to an ACL injury.
Is it ACL tear? Is she out for the year? Is it just
ACL injury? Kelly Harper confirmed.
Kelly Harper's probably not letting anybody out for the year.
Obviously a big blow for our team. We went into this game. She was our leading scorer, playmaker for us. Gives us one more guard to work with. I'm assuming ACL is probably going to put her out for the year.
Well, it just didn't say torn ACL, right? It just said ACL injury.
It says ACL injury. It never says torn ACL in this particular article.
Maybe they don't include that in the updates anymore. I don't know. Either way.
This is just one particular article.
Okay.
It's hard to know. Netflix and Nickelodeon have formed a multi-year deal to produce original animated feature films and television series.
Okay.
Based both on the Nickelodeon library of characters as well as all new IP.
What does IP mean?
I don't know.
Does it mean they're just going to create new stuff? Is that what that means?
Internal programming? Maybe.
That might be it, actually.
Yeah, I think it's independent programming.
Independent programming sounds better.
So Netflix.
That's why you're our TV guy, Cam. Good job by you.
Yeah. Netflix and Nickelodeon, a multi-year deal to counter the Disney Plus release.
I feel like there's going to be a bad rhyme scheme with Netflix and Nick.
You're telling me that Netflix has gone and gotten Nickelodeon?
What is that?
How do I not own that yet?
Oh, that's your Mickey Mouse voice.
How do I not own Nickelodeon? They're going to have the Rugrats, SpongeBob SquarePants, and I'm stuck over here with Mulan?
I don't think that's a very good Mickey Mouse.
I think it's pretty good.
Was that Cam?
What was that, Cam?
Is that your Mickey Mouse impression? You got a better one? Let's hear it. What do you got? Oh, you don't have a better one? That one, yours didn't. It sounds okay.
Take Netflix and I'll burn it to
first,
the ground.
The first word, the first like three syllables are good, and then it gets. And then you sound like You sound like the guy from the old man from Family Guy. That's who you sound like after that, a little bit.
No, you mean Herbert?
I guess. Yeah.
Hey, Jesse, come on over here, Jesse. Let me.
That's how your Mickey Mouse sounds after the first sentence.
Paperboy hadn't been around here.
Try the Mickey Mouse one more time.
Paperboy. All right. Can I do Herbert talking to Mickey Mouse?
No, I don't think. I think you're going to get lost.
Pervert!
You're going to get lost in the sauce here.
There's a pervert living down the street.
No, yeah, you're getting lost in the sauce here. I don't know which one you're doing there, Mickey Mouse or Herbert. I don't know.
Hey there, Mickey Mouse.
No, this is getting worse.
Mighty fine ears you got on you there. I'd like to rub those ears, Mickey.
You didn't like my...
You're just an old creep. Yeah, it's hard to do both of those.
That's what I was saying. You're
really
get lost
tough.
In the sauce. You didn't like my... Netflix and Nick joke. You didn't.
Well, I didn't catch it.
Okay.
What was it? Went right over my head.
Blew right through it.
What was it?
Cam got
it. It's not. Never mind.
Cam understood.
Is it important?
Nah.
What was it?
I don't know. Or you got Netflix and chill. If you have Netflix and Netflix and Nick, and I don't know, make a rhyme scheme there. Just move on, I guess. I guess it's not funny. It's funny to me.
Henry Toʻotoʻo had to go get a coat. Apparently, he said yesterday that no one ever told him it snows in Tennessee. You'll recall we had snow a couple days ago.
Yeah.
How can it snow in a place where it gets so hot? Henry asked.
I often wonder the same thing, Henry T.
Henry's from California, where the weather stays consistent.
How can it be 100 degrees here in the summer and then snow in the winter? I don't know.
I don't know either. It went from 75 to 35. That's just how it happens here. So apparently, Henry Toʻotoʻo had to go buy a big coat. Hope he used his own money or we'll have the NCAA sniffing around our door again. And we do not want that. And finally, well, I got two more. Did you see the hit from the Toledo game last night?
Yeah, that targeting? Was bad. I just thought, they shouldn't let that guy play college football the rest
that,
of the
you
year.
Know, that's what everybody was saying, that they shouldn't let that guy play anymore. I think he's just trying to make a play.
The guy was on his knees.
Yeah, I know, but it was in the moment.
No, you know, it wasn't.
And
it wasn't
the guy
the
had kind of caught and he went to his knees and then the guy hit him.
He was on his knees the entire time. Yeah. The guy took two steps and dove into the back of his neck. He shouldn't play football the rest of the year. This isn't the NFL where you have to contact someone while they're on the ground. When they're on the ground, they're on the ground.
I feel like he was really trying to make a play there.
Yeah, he was trying to break that guy's neck.
Yeah, I respect that in today's game.
I'm not surprised that you do.
I do. I think he should... He should be able to play
immediately.
I think
he should sit out the rest of the year.
I think we need more hits like that.
I think we need less.
And finally, a new study conducted by UT finds that having your game face on may actually help. Apparently, game face may not only improve performance and cognitive tasks, but it could also lead to better recovery from stress. Are you familiar with game face?
No, I'm not.
It's a new study that UT psychology researchers were involved in, published in Stress and Health. It's an actual glare. It's an actual face. They say that having a serious face can actually help.
Okay.
Like if you're getting ready for a comp, like you and me are getting ready to do a show, and I just look at you and I'm...
We used to do the Warrior Scream in here. I think we had better shows whenever we used to do the Warrior Scream.
And it's just kind of a...
Now you won't scream with me anymore.
Serious face.
Yeah.
Just, it has all has to do with the eyes. Actually looking into the event, looking into the competition.
Mm-hmm.
The new study, which was, it says it actually can help. Helps lead to better recovery from stress, and it can improve performance and cognitive tasks for athletes. Which I think is pretty cool. This is a study done by UT here locally. Researchers, they studied it. Apparently, they reviewed psychology studies of the effect of facial manipulation on mood. And then they found little research, but some, measuring its impact on performance. There is anecdotal evidence of game face having an impact based on its common use among athletes. So it can help stress recover quicker and... Might actually help with cognitive ability when faced with an athletic task.
Okay.
The facial expressions were the same as those commonly associated with effort, pain, and competition. You make the same face when you're in pain as you do when you're in competition. Mine's usually something like... something like... See if I can get it in the camera. Something kind of like that.
Mine's just a squint, like...
You got to breathe out your nose, too.
Nah, I breathe in my nose when I'm in pain.
Cam, what face do you make? Kind of the same. Kind of just like cards.
Yeah, that doesn't look like a game face.
Well, that'll do it for headlines.
Okay, you did a good job with the news. Let's do a little NBA segment, and then we'll do this or that, and then we will get out of here. Let's talk sports, powered by Lloyd's Electric. About it. We've turned left. We've done that. We're about to do this or that. Last night in the NBA, let's start with Memphis. All right, let's start with their home state team. We had Ja Morant, game winner. Memphis beats the Hornets. Ja Morant played pretty good. Had his first clutch moment. We've already talked about the Lakers. 9-2, roll over the Warriors. Something to keep an eye on with the Lakers is that the rest of this month, really easy. The Lakers already sit at 9-2, could probably easily be 16-3 or 15-4 at the end of the month. So they're going to be able to get out to a really fast start and continue this fast start through the end of November.
One thing I'm a little concerned about is the first part of the schedule was easy, too. And the Lakers are rolling, but their two toughest tests they've lost to the Raptors and the Clippers.
At Dallas, at San Antonio, were both decent tests. They beat Utah at home, so they have played in Phoenix on the road. I mean, those teams are quality teams. I think the Lakers before yesterday's games, I don't know how it's been affected, but I want to say the Lakers had the 10th or 11th toughest schedule so far this year. So it wasn't like they've had a cupcake walk. I mean, that's not me. That's not my opinions. Those are like what the metrics say or whatever. The schedule rankings had.
I thought their schedule was pretty easy. So
I mean, they've had Charlotte on the. They had Charlotte on there, but like I said, they've played some teams that were either in the playoffs last year or
are the Phoenix Suns good now.
They have been good through 10 games. They're 6-4. They, you know, the Clippers lost to the Suns. So the Suns, you know, they beat Steph Curry when Steph Curry was still playing. So I mean, the Suns haven't been bad.
Yeah.
So the Lakers, I mean, they have had not the toughest schedule, but not the easiest schedule, but it is still light through the end of November. So they could be there at 16-3 or 15-4 at the end of the month with a nice little lead. Although the Clippers do get Paul George back tonight, which they're probably going to need. They'll probably have a chance to showcase him and let him kind of be the main guy, because I'm guessing Kawhi Leonard's not going to play tonight on the second night of a back-to-back, but we are supposed to get our first look of Paul George.
Could see some load management for LeBron, you think, in the coming games?
LeBron said no. LeBron said if he's healthy, he's going to play. You know, last night he could have easily said against the Warriors, Anthony Davis was sitting out with an injury, but, I mean, LeBron still went out there and played and only had to play 26 minutes as they were able to kind of just play the bench guys a lot because they were dominating that game. But LeBron hasn't missed a game so far this year, and traditionally, he's not a load management guy. Like, he's not somebody who does that. He says if he's healthy, he's going to play. Now, being healthy is the key there. Like, could he get banged up and it makes sense to rest on the first night of a back-to-back or something? Maybe, but I think he's got a chip on his shoulder this year.
I've seen the people that talk about load management that kind of have a problem with it, as you know, you bill it as a superstar coming to your town and then he doesn't even play.
Mm-hmm.
Would it not make more sense for the guys, if they need some load management, to just not play a lot of minutes? Like, you put them in the starting lineup, but just have them play 20 minutes or something?
That's what some people have said, sure.
I mean, I feel like that's a pretty good strategy.
That's what some people have said, sure, that you could still play and, you know, get your 20-minute run in, but.
Right. It's just like a little workout, you know?
Yeah.
Get a little workout in.
It's possible.
Maybe we'll see LeBron do that a lot this year.
Right now, the Lakers are at the top of the NBA. They are, I want to say before last night's game, they were second in defensive efficiency. So the Lakers have been really good defensively, which is funny because everyone said LeBron James had quit playing defense. And the Lakers all of a sudden have two really good rim protectors, one elite in Anthony Davis and one that used to be elite that's good right now through 11 games in Dwight Howard. And then all of a sudden you remember, oh, wait, the Lakers have six guys who have made all defensive teams before. Now, like, Rondo's not in his defensive prime, and he's probably not even a good defender anymore, but you take Danny Green and Avery Bradley, who's been pretty good on the perimeter, LeBron, Dwight, and Anthony Davis, you have some good defensive guys. So the defense has been really good.
Yeah, and they're only giving up 100 points per game on average, which is
a lot, or which is not a lot in today's NBA, right?
I mean, it's the third lowest, I believe. The Jazz are giving up 99.5,
but the Jazz play at a lot slower pace than the Lakers. So,
and then the Magic are giving up 99.1,
who are also playing at a slower pace. Like, if you look at just the Jazz, they score 104 points a game,
right?
And the Magic scored 99, whereas the Lakers are getting up and down at 110 points per game. So,
good defense.
So far, they've been really good. They got the best point differential in the league. Second on there and first in the East are the Boston Celtics. The Celtics off to a hot start. Now, they have, Cody, enjoyed that weak schedule that you talked about the Lakers. However, the Celtics, you look, and they have beaten a couple good teams. They've beaten the Bucks and the Raptors, both early in the season in the first, you know, four games. But they beat the Raptors in Game 2. And they turned around and beat the Raptors and the Bucks in Game 4. In that Bucks game, they were down big at halftime and then caught fire in the third quarter. But the Celtics are 9-1 right now and no real signs of showing up. What you've seen there with them is just relief. you've seen relief of not being around Kyrie Irving and not even having other two other guys in the locker room that were, I don't want to call problematic. I don't think they're problematic, but they are guys who are either selfish, like Terry Rozier, or ball stoppers like Marcus Morris Sr. Like, both those guys are kind of guys who want shots, and either that or, you know, want to be on the court at crunch time. Now you have removed three guys from the equation who weren't necessarily the best passers, and you've got a more defined role, and you've seen Tatum and Brown kind of thrive. And so far, Kemba has been really, really good from three. He shot 44% from three. He is, I don't know if he can continue that rate. I don't think he's all of a sudden morphed into a 44% three-point shooter. That would be by far the highest he's ever had in a season. But so far, you've had a reminder of, hey, Brad Stevens is pretty good, at least in the regular season. I still have my questions about Brad Stevens in the playoffs. But Kemba has been really good for Boston. Now we'll see it whenever they're headed out west. Golden State stinks, but then they'll play the Kings, who have been playing better, the Suns, who have been playing good, the Clippers, and Denver. So we're about to learn more about the Celtics. Maybe not Friday against Golden State, but their next four games are against teams that I consider good. So we'll see what the Celtics can do there on that west game trip, west road trip. Speaking of the Celtics, let's do a little VFL update. Grant Williams missed his lone shot last night, a three-pointer.
He's not been very good in the times I've seen
him. He's not been good defensively. You have seen him lose a lot of his minutes. Last night, scored 2 points, grabbed three rebounds, had an assist, a steal, and a block. But right now, some of those questions we had about him shooting, they have came true, at least. He is shooting 0 for 14 from three. He has yet to hit a three-pointer. Once he gets the first one to fall, maybe he'll get some confidence, but he's kind of pressing right now on his jumper, and he's going to have to be able to stretch the defense and hit some shots if he wants legit minutes and legit playing time. Same thing's kind of happening in Philadelphia. The storyline I'm really afraid of as a Tennessee fan is that I really think Philadelphia is going to turn on Tobias Harris soon. I think Tobias is in their crosshairs.
What more would you expect from that city?
Well, I mean, I feel like it's justified at this point. He's shooting 7.7% from three in November.
Mm-hmm.
He is 0 for 18 in his last five games from three, and they gave him $180 million for 5 years. So he's getting paid like a superstar, which is dumb because I don't think anyone thought he was a superstar or had superstar potential. He's ideally your third or fourth option on a team.
Not his fault.
It's not his fault that they're giving him that money, but it's also there's a reason I think Tobias Harris has been on, what, six different teams as a player. I think you keep waiting for this potential, and you're like, ah, this guy's good, but somehow keeps getting paid like he's great. I'm really worried about him as he has struggled from three, like I said, 7.7% in the month of November. He had Jordan McRae get in, score 4 points last night. Josh Richardson had 19 points, 6 boards, and 5 assists. In Philadelphia, so some Tennessee guys holding it down, at least last night. Kind of sad that Jordan McRae outscored Grant Williams, but either way. I mean, I know McRae was a pretty good scorer here, but you would think that Grant would.
I'm fine with McRae outscoring Grant Williams.
Okay. Either way. So Paul George back tonight. We'll get our first look at him and maybe see the Clippers hit another level. They've been coasting. They'll be the team that's talked about the most when it comes to this load management stuff. Cam, thanks for tweeting it out last night and showing me appreciation. I did give you guys winners last night. I did give you guys winners last night by saying, hey, take the Rockets straight up and take the Raptors in Portland. I'm a little bit worried about Portland. I do think their playoff spot is well open for grabs. I think Portland's playoff spot, they're going to lose it. I think the Spurs are probably going to lose their playoff spot. So you have an opportunity for some new teams to get in there. Obviously, the Lakers are going to be one in the West that takes a playoff spot. Right now, I would say I feel like Minnesota going to be another that takes that playoff spot. And then we'll have a race for the last spot between Dallas, Phoenix, the Spurs. I think the Kings can get back in it. And then maybe Portland if they can get right. But they look broken right now. I know you don't care at all, really, right now about this, but
I care about the Lakers.
Okay.
You know what I think's not getting enough attention?
Give it to me. What do you got?
The NXT in the WWE. I think you got some good pure wrestling in there.
I think it gets a lot of attention.
Does it?
It's well respected.
I've good. Had to watch it before no, with good. Rick, and I've enjoyed watching that more than the regular WWE.
Everyone says that.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, there must be a good reason for it.
It's because Triple H is running it.
Oh.
And everyone's like, we really got to get Vince out the paint so that we can have Triple H run it because he knows what he's doing.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why everyone says that.
I did not even know about that take.
That's why everyone says that, but because Triple H runs NXT and everyone's like, this is so much better and it's more authentic. The promos aren't scripted for kids. Like, you just let good wrestlers. Most of the NXT guys, not that I don't know if you actually care, but most of them are from the indies and like actually like earned their dues and like had to be good to get a try out there.
I saw a good match.
Those guys are good.
There was a big guy. I don't know his name. He's very athletic.
Okay.
He's like 300 pounds. He's a big guy.
Okay.
And he can do like front flips.
I don't know if for sure who you're talking about.
Back flips.
I don't watch NXT all the time.
He's a black guy.
Okay, I don't know his name, but I know who you're talking about. Yeah, he's a beast.
I don't know his name either, but I really enjoyed watching his match.
No, he's good.
I've seen him wrestle twice now. He's very athletic.
Like I said, that's why a lot of people still kind of hang out and watch wrestling, because they're like, eventually this will just be the main product. And
yeah, there's some good pure wrestling.
Yeah.
I think we should go back to that, as opposed to the just, you know, whatever the crap is that Vince is doing. So,
all right.
So who do you like in the NBA games tonight?
Kind of a light schedule tonight. Like, you'll get Clippers-Pelicans. That game stinks. Bulls-Bucks stinks. Mm. Porzingis returning to New York. That's kind of stinks. The Nets at Nuggets, another bad game. I'll probably just watch mostly the Hawks and Suns and the NFL game tonight. But through 10 games, I'm really impressed with the Raptors. I tweeted it out, but I'll say it here on the air too. Right now, you can get the Raptors at 9.5-1. To win the East, I feel like that's a good bet, man. I feel like Siakam has a chance to get into the top five of the MVP race as well. And I think Siakam will be an all-NBA player. I was really impressed watching him so far this year, especially last night. That's my one take I wanted to get off. Plus 975 on my bookie, so maybe worth a flyer. Because I think the Sixers might be broken. And I think they might be headed for a bad season. Just of underachieving and maybe firing the coach or maybe trading Ben Simmons.
That's a board bet, right? You got them. I got the Bucks.
Is that a board bet?
I think it's Sixers, Bucks.
Oh, yeah. No. But the one team has to win the East?
Yeah.
So it's like the World Series bet. It's not just like who lasts longer?
Yeah. It was just win the East.
How are the Bucks looking?
They're looking fine. They're looking good. Giannis is probably going to win MVP again. All right, Cam, this or that topic. Hurry up. I keep running into your
all
time.
Right. I got you can only watch one. Streaming services or cable?
Streaming services or cable.
Next 5 years, Lamar Jackson or Deshaun Watson?
Next 5 years.
A woman, sexy or funny?
All right, we'll play some this or that next. Let's talk sports, powered by Lloyd's Electric.
Precision Lawn Service.
You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that.
Come on. All right. Are y'all ready to play this or that?
Yes,
certainly.
All right. Well, first up, you can only watch one streaming service or cable.
I'll go with streaming service because, first of all, of course, it's cheaper. It's cheaper, and you get to watch more things. You have more options. You don't have to wait for a schedule. You don't have to, you know, you see that your favorite show is coming on at 8 o'clock Sunday. You don't have to prepare for it then. If you already have a favorite show, you don't have to worry about reruns. If you pay for the streaming service, you don't have to worry about commercials. Unless you get the cheap one with commercials. But if you get the good, legit streaming service, you know, like, let's say, I don't know, what's a show? South Park. Let's say your favorite show is South Park. Why watch the Comedy Central reruns and have to sit through all those commercials when you can just watch them through a streaming service?
What streaming service are you going to watch South Park on?
It's on Hulu.
Okay, so Hulu? Okay.
Yeah, it's on Hulu.
Just keeping track? Okay, so Hulu.
There's other, you know, I just use South Park as an example.
No, I understand,
there's
but you want to you want to watch South Park, so we're going to watch it on Hulu, okay.
So I like streaming services.
What if you want to watch Game of Thrones?
You watch HBO, so now okay, you're so now, now what now you're about two, to tell me okay. is if you get multiple platforms, it adds up. Blah blah blah. It still does not add up to cable.
If you
get the full Xfinity thing through Comcast, which Jimmy Himes supports, by the way, if you get that full thing, and yes, I know you have DVR, you can record your shows, you fast forward all that. It's still more work to fast forward though than it is to just watch straight through. So, and then sometimes you fast forward too far and you have to back it up, and then you're back in the commercial a little bit. Everybody's
done commercials. I thought Hulu had commercials.
Depends on which package you get. I mean, you can get Hulu with commercials, but you know.
How much is that to get it out of commercials? Like 15 bucks?
Yeah, it's not much. Still, you're not adding up.
You have Netflix?
You're still not adding up to what cable is, and you're getting more.
You are.
You're not. If you get HBO,
where you're actually having to pay for internet, you are paying more money for to have four streaming services than you would just be to have cable.
You're really not. HBO is $16. Netflix is $12. That's
$20. Netflix is $18.
It is not $18. It's like
You sure Netflix didn't go up on their
mine's
price?
Mine's $12.99. Do I have broke Netflix? Is there a better Netflix?
For some reason, I think we pay $18 for Netflix.
Must have like four screens or, I mean, what are you, eight screens
know.
Or something?
I don't know.
The average person, I think, pays $12.99.
Okay.
Who needs more than like three screens?
You know anyways, what I mean? Go up, whatever.
So
Netflix
yeah, those
ranges from $8.99 to $16.
Okay.
All right, so we'll meet in the middle. We'll call it $12.99. So that puts you at what, $28? And then
your cable's going to be $60. So, I mean, you're already at $90.
Your cable?
Your internet? Internet's going to be at least $60.
My internet's $50. Mine's through Comcast. I'll show you the bill. It's $50. Okay. I have $50 internet.
Okay.
So
what
that
you got on your router fee? For charging, I mean, to like have the modem and stuff.
Have my own router.
Okay, so $50.
$50 even.
Either way,
and then so I throw Hulu in, which I get Spotify with Hulu. I get mine's $10 a month. So
the point is, Cam, you have to have all these different services to get the same things you want. Where I can pay a flat fee of $140 a month, have my internet, get every channel that I want, watch what I want to watch on there. Have the DVR option. I can have five things going at once. I can blow them all through one night. I don't have to wait a day for my shows to be on the TV. I'm going to watch South Park on Hulu. Okay, well, enjoy it on Thursday. You don't get it on Wednesday.
It's available at 1 a.m. New episode airs
at 10. It's
available at 1 a.m.
Again, not everyone can stay
up
till 1 a.m.
Well, you can watch it the next morning. You don't have to wait until Thursday.
That's the next morning is Thursday. South Park comes on Wednesday.
You
have to wait on Thursday.
It doesn't matter.
You can watch it then. My sports are live, boom, right on time. It's much easier. Something people don't take enough – some people don't give enough credit is how much easier it is to change the channel on cable versus try to toggle different things on your streaming
services. A Roku remote is the simplest thing I've ever seen.
Absolutely. Change the channel.
It is so
find something to do. Go to Fox Sports South.
What do you want to see?
Go to Fox Sports. Just find something on Fox Sports.
YouTube TV?
Two,
you
three,
want to go to YouTube TV?
Four.
Those are not
six,
seconds. Those
seven,
are, you are overcounting seconds.
Nine, no, 10.
Those
are, 11.
You,
12.
Seconds do not
13,
go by that quick. You're
14,
supposed to say Mississippi.
15.
Say Mississippi.
16,
we're at like 10 seconds. Say Mississippi.
18, 19. Still loading. 20.
Say Mississippi. I can't help how the internet is here. Now, what channel did you want?
24. 25.
You're not even saying Mississippi. First, you want Fox Sports Southeast?
28.
Is that what you said? Or FS1?
FS1 works too. 30.
All right,
31. That, 31 seconds. The plays
30,
have already happened. So
that's
if you're
like
watching,
20 seconds.
If you're watching
you
sports, you're like, I'm going to check something in between a play. You can't do it. You can't toggle between two games because it's too hard to change
to
the channel.
We had to switch apps.
That's what the
if
problem
you're
is
on,
with streaming
if
services,
if you're on
bro.
YouTube TV, it's just like a guide.
That's what the problem with
Well, you just referenced watching sports. So look. Now look at this.
Okay,
so we're already – count your seconds now, Mr. Mississippi. I can go from Southeast to FS2, FS1, ESPN News, ESPNU, ACC Network, SEC Network, ESPN2.
Type in the number.
I don't have to. All the sports are right here together.
Much easier. You
don't
can't
act like that's hard.
Go hit the return.
That is not hard
to
do.
Hit the return back to the other back to the other show.
Why? Are you going to go from watching live sports on a Saturday to watching Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
I go back and forth.
No.
I can do whatever I want on cable.
No, you're not.
It's much easier to change
the
channel.
No, you're not. That's,
live sports.
That's not a good argument.
The cost is basically the same thing.
It's not a good
argument.
I don't
have to have six different options and have six different things charging my card at six different times.
You said you
one a month. Boom.
You're still spending $100 tops, and you said you spend $140 on cable.
If you have Hulu,
and a lot of people are spending $200 on cable.
If you have Hulu, HBO, and Netflix, you're spending over $100.
No, you're not.
You're
absolutely not.
You take internet into account. Add it up.
I have added it up.
Add it up.
It's $100 tops, and you say you spend $140. I know a lot of people that spend $200 a month on cable.
That's on them.
They keep adding stuff to it.
That's on
Comcast
them, I guess.
Is Comcast not the worst company that's ever existed? Has anybody ever said anything good about Comcast?
Where's your internet service through?
It's through Comcast.
Oh, okay,
but
so you're a hypocrite.
Well, I have to have internet.
So you're a hypocrite.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I'm not a hypocrite. I'm still going to bitch about it and talk about how bad it is.
But you're going to use them.
I have to.
You're going to bend over for them and just take it.
At my apartment complex, I have to use
them. Okay, yeah.
Or else, no, I would not use them.
Hey, Comcast is the worst, Cam, but they just give Cody his internet.
Cam, save money. YouTube TV is the exact same thing as Comcast cable.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. YouTube TV, you can get live TV
and
DVR for $50 a month.
Fast forward on the DVR for me.
Fast forward. You can
go to YouTube
DVR.
TV.
You can use
find
DVR.
Find a game from last night and fast forward to the point I want it to be at. Can you do that?
You can if it's already DVR'd.
Two,
we haven't DVR'd
three,
it. What are you talking
four,
about?
Five.
We haven't DVR'd a game. There is DVR. Do you want to see the DVR?
Doesn't work as fast.
I'll show you the DVR.
Cam, we're at a time constraint.
I gotta go, Cody. Here.
Thanks, Cam.
Okay.
It's all about saving money.
All right. Next up, we have next 5 years: Lamar Jackson, Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun Watson, what we've seen from Lamar Jackson's great. It's fine. He still hasn't played at Deshaun Watson's level. Like, his peak hasn't even reached Deshaun Watson's peak. We've also haven't seen Deshaun Watson with a coach, I think, who can build around him. Like, Lamar Jackson has the perfect scenario, and they're building and crafting an offense around him. And even with that, he's still basically at Deshaun Watson's level. Deshaun Watson has a whole nother level to go to, and that's if he gets good coaching. Deshaun Watson can throw better. Deshaun Watson has won things in the past. Lamar Jackson has yet to do that. I will go with Deshaun Watson.
The key here is next 5 years. I think Deshaun Watson will have the longer career. But you're asking me who I'd rather have for the next 5 years. Eventually, Lamar's going to get banged up. I'm sure Deshaun will have a longer career. He won't take the hits that Lamar will. But who's going to be the most electrifying, the most athletic, who's going to make the most plays for 5 years? I'm definitely taking Lamar Jackson, who will be in his peak performance over the next 5 years. He's winning more games right now. And you talk about the coaching. I mean, who knows if Lamar's getting the best coaching. Now, I think Harbaugh's better than Bill O'Brien, but, I mean, imagine if Lamar was in another system, you know, Andy Reid's system, something like that. It's not to say he's got the best coaching, the elite coaching, but I do think they've built a good offense around him. It's showcasing his talents, and he continues to make plays. He's more athletic than Deshaun Watson. He's more fun to watch. I take him on my team. The guy has faced more adversity in his life, and he's shown that he can overcome it. He's got more to play for.
What adversity are we talking about?
He had a rough upbringing.
You know, are we sure Deshaun Watson didn't?
I don't recall any stories about it.
I'm just wondering.
Maybe he did. I don't know.
Did Lamar Jackson come back from a torn ACL?
I just think
that was a lot of adversity.
I think Lamar has always had more to prove, and he's always stepped up to the bar.
Okay. Not when he went head to head with Deshaun Watson in college, but
okay. So we're talking about their college teams.
I'm just asking.
Lamar played for Louisville.
You're saying he stepped up to the bar.
He played for Louisville.
What has Lamar Jackson stepped up to the bar?
Deshaun played for a juggernaut.
That he made the juggernaut, but that's besides the point.
Oh yeah, Dabo and the D line.
Oh yeah, Clemson was a real juggernaut with Todd Boyd.
Oh yeah, Dabo and the D line had nothing.
They were a real juggernaut before Deshaun Watson. Either way, Deshaun Watson's a better passer.
Deshaun didn't have his Heisman wrapped up until November.
Yeah, because
Lamar, you knew all year he was going to win the Heisman.
Over 70% completion. He's won more games. He's been around longer. Like I said,
he's not won more in games. Not this year.
In his career.
Well, you said he's been around longer. That kind of counteracts.
I understand.
He's won more games because he's been around longer.
I mean,
who's winning at a faster clip? Lamar is.
I understand.
Yeah.
We'll see who plays better this weekend. Give me Deshaun Watson.
I think Lamar Jackson.
I think this is going to be, I hate to say it, I like Lamar. I think this is the peak of what we've seen from him.
You don't even want to see Deshaun do well. He's in the Titans division.
I'm putting my biases aside. Deshaun Watson's better. I'm more afraid of Deshaun Watson than I am Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson's great. I'm not going to say he's not. I think you're going to see, just like with the Rams offense, you're going to see them, the way they got figured out, you're going to see teams figure out how to game plan for Lamar Jackson and be able to kind of slow this down. It happens.
The key is 5 years. 5 years' time, Lamar's going to do more than Deshaun will. Yes, but I'm giving you Deshaun's having a longer career.
I'm not even talking about a longer
career. But over 5 years, Lamar is going to be by far more athletic. He's going to make way more plays.
By far more athletic. You're acting like Deshaun Watson is a slouch. Deshaun Watson is really
athletic.
I'm
not saying he's a slouch, but he's not Lamar Jackson.
He's really athletic.
He's not Lamar Jackson athletic.
I mean, it's not a big
gulf.
It's not close. I'll tell you what's not close. Their passing ability. That's not close.
Lamar's,
in the end, give
Lamar's
me the,
still developing.
In the end, give me the guy who can pass better.
In the end, give me the guy that's got a better team around him, a better coaching, and a better system that can showcase his abilities. Harbaugh will be there the next 5 years. Bill O'Brien won't.
I'm looking forward to that day for Deshaun Watson.
There's going to be turmoil.
Not as a Titans fan.
Who knows how Deshaun will respond to that?
Not as a
Titans
fan. He
hasn't faced the adversity like Lamar has. How will he face Bill O'Brien being fired?
He'll probably celebrate and go to
another
level.
Lamar experienced with adversity, Deshaun, not.
The same way that Jared Goff originally handled Jeff Fisher being fired and getting a good coach. Oh, my God, I'm so good now.
If you're comparing Deshaun to Jared Goff, then I don't think you have a very good argument there.
Talking about the leap they made.
I think I wrapped this up, but Cam will probably give you the point so we can get to the third topic.
I got to go with Cody.
We're at time constraint.
All right, Cam.
Last call.
I appreciate it.
Last call is brought to you by our friends at Volunteer Vodka. Award-winning vodka distilled.
In the hills of East Tennessee.
Good job by you. Stop by and pick you up a bottle. All right, time to pump the brakes or keep rolling. CM McClure, you want to go first or second?
Whatever you prefer will be fine with me. I'll defer to you.
You go first.
All right. I got people on Facebook posting pictures of something gross because they're worried about something. This is a good story about stupid people on Facebook.
Okay, I'll stop. Now give it to me.
It just the dumbest folks you can find here. Fears of parasites have led to thousands of people posting pictures of their own feces in a Facebook group to pursue a range of remedies proposed by other group members that medical experts consider unsubstantiated by scientific research and potentially dangerous. So essentially here is it's one of those things going around on Facebook where, you know, it's like you might have parasites. Post your pictures to make sure you don't have parasites. It's like the thing like this or, you know, you burn in hell for eternity, things like that. One of those things, really getting the Facebook crowd. They've managed to get the Facebook crowd to post pictures of their poo.
Okay.
Because they're worried about having parasites.
That
goes
wasn't
back,
good of a story. That was kind of...
Was it not good? It's just, I don't know, it goes back to the Carlin thing for me about the average American. Half of them dumber than that. And I know you always point out it's not actually half, but you get the point.
I had a friend get really mad at me one time for pointing that out to him.
Was it me?
And then, no, this was my friend Bill. And then he ended up telling me that I was in the lower half and I couldn't grasp it. And then I about beat him up.
Yeah.
You calling me stupid? No, you're stupid.
I just wanted to leave you time for your story.
I don't really have a story. You can keep going.
Oh.
It's hard to get to a new one.
I got a good boy named Narwhal who has a tail growing out of his forehead.
Nah, it's fine. We've got like 50 seconds left.
Oh, I thought you wanted a new story.
No, I was just going to say you could keep giving me the story you were currently in.
It's
you
just
you tried
people
to
are just the stupidest of the stupid. I mean, it just – I wish they'd shut it down. Between that and the meddling in the election and all that, I wish they'd just shut it down.
There's this poor waiter who spilled wine on a $30,000 Hermes bag. And the country club that he works at is saying he should have to pay.
I'd tell that country
club. The country club is throwing him under the bus and saying, yeah, you spilled it on our customer. You should have to pay $30,000 for the new bag.
Of course they are. Of course they are. That's the country club lifestyle.
Do waiters not have insurance for free? Like, do they not have insurance like at their job? I feel like that should be covered under like insurance. I don't know.
Pathetic.
I'd be like, no, country club, you're paying the $30,000.
Burn it down.
I might. Burn this whole damn place down. All right, the drive's up next.